We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marks and Reese, we're back day after an embarrassing loss to the Saints, and Malcolm Jenkins in the locker room. Because remember, he left. Most of the Eagles' defense left the locker room before reporters could get in there. Nigel Bradham kind of waved everybody off and was like, nah. The way that...
Yeah, 48, nobody wants to speak.
So I guess the Superdome locker room's divided up into two rooms.
Yep.
It was like this when you were down there.
Yep, defense, same locker room.
Defense is in one.
Still small.
Yeah, I'm sure the amenities are are vet-like.
Yep.
So I know Malcolm, I believe it's a paid gig he does with Comcast Sportsnet or NBC Sports Philly after every game. Mm-hmm. So he spoke to Derek Gunn. He talked to Derek Gunn. Then I guess from thinking about it on the plane ride home and thinking about it yesterday and everything.
Probably looking at the film.
Looking at the film.
Looked at the film, yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that. So this is it's about 90 seconds, but it's good. Malcolm is not happy. Take a listen.
Whoever's out there, we got to play with.
You How do you that? Get those What's young guys confident out there, though, when
you get
they
them
haven't
reps.
Been there for a while?
You get them reps. I mean, this is the situation that's not for the faint of heart or for the weak-minded. We need real men who don't mind, you know, getting beat, who don't let, you know, other teams making plays bother them. Because we're going to have to weather a ton. You know, we understand that it's inexperienced back there. We don't expect people to be perfect, but we expect whoever's out there to compete. I mean, it was just embarrassing. You know, quite frankly, it was one of those things that I didn't feel like as a team we had a lot of fight. I'd rather get thrown out of a game than just lay down and take it. And, you know, it was a ton of frustrations. One being, you know, obviously me going back to New Orleans, that's a game that meant a lot to me. But just the demeanor of the team really bothered me. And then just the frustration of having guys that you work hard with and spend a lot of time with get injured. It's just a rough day overall, but, you know, at this point in time, we need to figure out some things about ourselves.
What do you mean the demeanor? What do you mean the demeanor?
You watched the tape, right? You watched the game?
Yeah, I watched the game.
What would you say the demeanor of the team was?
Well, I said you seem uninspired.
You guys weren't very good. That's what I would say.
Okay. Well, I mean, our record would show that. When a team jumps on you like the Saints did and things gets rolling, you find out a lot about yourself. You know, whether you're going to get blown out regardless. You're either going to get blown out swing or you're going to get blown out laying down. And I think you had a little bit of both.
There he is. Real men don't mind getting beat, Ike. Demeanor bothered me. We're getting blown out regardless. You go down swinging.
Or you can lay down and take it.
So who's he talking to?
I don't know.
Who's he talking to?
I'm pretty sure he's looking at his side of the football. That's normally how it works.
Definitely.
Yeah, you don't typically speak about other players on the other side of the ball.
Listen, Jason Watson Carson gave up.
Well, Jason's speaking from an analyst standpoint,
right?
Yeah, so I'm just saying. No, I hear you. I hear you. I don't think Carson gave up. I don't even know how you would determine Carson gave up. Like, how would you determine whether
just
or not
going through the? I didn't see that. I saw a guy that was just struggling.
Yeah, here's the thing, and here's where I disagree with Jason. Although I can respect his opinion, played the game, certainly has a right to it. When you play the quarterback position, you can't be out there half stepping.
You get
can't,
killed
because you're exposed.
Yeah,
I mean he's exposed. So if that were the case, then you ask out of the game. Now, I know.
Well, and at that point, Doug better recognize if you're just going through the motions.
And then you pull him out of the game, yeah.
Right.
So I would imagine, and they may say it or may not say it, and we may never know, but I wouldn't be surprised if Doug asked Carson, did he want to finish the game?
Right. And you know he's going to say
yes.
Carson's
saying, I'm fighting with my guys. Fighting with my guys. And so luckily we got out of that situation without any injury.
Right.
But I would just put for the quarterback to do that, I just don't see that in Carson.
So is he talking to the, when he says real men don't mind getting beat,
mm-hmm.
is that defensive backs? Is that the guy? Yeah. Is that the guy's? That's the guy in his positional group.
Probably, yeah.
Because he did talk about, like, you know, I know there's injuries and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Real men. I mean, honestly, that's well and good, but these guys shouldn't be on an NFL roster. Malcolm, you could say we need real men who don't mind getting beat. Well, you don't have those people on your roster,
right? Well, here's the thing. Are they there and they just aren't playing up to that level? See, right now it's a lot easier to, you know, tuck your tail. You won the Super Bowl last year.
Sure.
Get through this year. Well, are you going to fight through this? Are you giving up on the season? Or are you going to fight to keep the season alive?
I saw fight late from the front, from the defensive line to stop that last touchdown. They were fighting like
right.
hell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a lot of guys mad.
And it's typically young guys.
Yeah.
It typically is young guys that are so used to being good. You get in a game like that in college, and you do that. That's what you do when you get in a game like that in college, right? You're getting your back beat in. It's like,
you kind of give up.
I'm done.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not making that tackle.
All right, what do the people think? 888-729-9494. Malcolm didn't use the word quit.
Yeah.
But he said the demeanor.
Yep.
He said guys were kind of just laying down at the end of that game.
Yep, he did. He did everything but use the word.
Mike in Northeast Philly, what do you think, Mike?
Yo, hey, how's it going, guys?
Yo.
What up, Mike?
Yo, so here's the thing. The Saints game was always going to be a blowout, okay? If you change a few of the outcomes of the other games, the Titans or the Cowboys or the Panthers' comeback, it's a totally different conversation.
Right.
The conversation isn't next year. It's, oh, we still have a chance to clinch the division. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot so many times and cost ourselves so many games, like everybody's just forgetting about, you know, what was going on this season because of how bad this, you know, the loss was. It was always going to be that bad. I mean, the guy's a Hall of Famer. I mean, honestly, I think he has our number. Thank God we didn't play him in the playoffs.
So, you're not even focused on that Saints game at all. You don't care. They were going to lose. That's a blowout. I mean, Malcolm even said that, listen, you were going to get blown out anyway. It's just how guys didn't respond to it.
I'm glad it happened now, honestly. I'm glad, like, I'm paying attention to it to see how they overcome and see how they react. Like, our captain's got to step it up. Jason Kelce, not Malcolm, as you have to just saying, they got to get this team back together and do something about the rest of this season because Alex Smith is out. And the Cowboys might lose four or five games with their schedule. They got to play the Saints. They got to play the Bucs. They got to play us. I mean, the only game they might win.
Division is up for grabs, Mike, for sure. But you know what? I don't know if the Eagles can beat the Giants on Sunday.
But listen. What say we do clinch the division? You know what? You know what the fact of the Saints game? You know what that game means? Nothing. The game means nothing. We are
okay.
In the postseason. Doesn't matter if they beat us by 50.
Well, that yeah, sure,
oh, yeah.
yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
If,
oh, yeah.
If,
we know that.
If you're in the postseason, sure.
Yeah.
If
so, I'm going to say the same exact thing that I said a couple years ago when everybody was crying that we didn't get Marcus Mariota. Philly, stop crying. Put your big boy pants on and suck it up.
Yeah, Mike. That's what
All
I'm
right.
talking about.
Yippee. Thank you, Mike.
Put your big boy pants on, John. Take off Ben's.
Listen.
Take off Ben's pants, man.
I don't know. Don't say that. People that listened to the show yesterday, we were less bothered about the actual game yesterday than the details of the game.
Sunday,
and Malcolm's right. They got their ass kicked. They
were
losing that game before Jump Street.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen a better game.
Yeah, it would have been nice if they're... but I'll say this about Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
At least the dude's showing a pulse. At least the dude... Listen, it's good. Somebody needs to come out and be mad. There's too many guys on this team
right.
that are saying, like, you know, we can still win.
Right.
We just got...
I don't even know if they believe that.
I don't think they do.
Right.
I don't think they do. I'm telling you that when I look at this season and everybody like Ben, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. Ben puts out a tweet. He's very happy because the tweet got a lot of love. How many retweets do we have up until this point, Ben?
About 120.
See, he knows
he's
right?
Happy, yeah.
So he puts this. He puts Eagles could be tied for first in 2 weeks if Cowboys beat the Redskins on Thursday. Eagles beat the Giants at home. Saints beat the Cowboys the following week. And then the Eagles beat the Redskins at home on Monday Night Football. They'd be tied for first. Everybody would be 6-6. He says
with the Cowboys coming up that week.
And then you win that game and you have it. He says all four likely outcomes. This would put the Eagles in first at 6-6, tied for first at 6-6. Okay. Mm-hmm. Likely outcomes. The Eagles being the Giants, I can't say it's a likely outcome at this point. Sorry. I can't say that. Not with Crevion Bell and whoever else is going to be playing back there.
Shandon Sullivan.
Sullivan.
Corey Graham still healthy?
Unfortunately, I think he's going to play. Jordan Hicks isn't.
Right.
What does that mean? Who's playing linebacker?
Like Corey Graham is still healthy?
He is.
That means he has to play?
Rasul, are you sure you're day-to-day?
Right.
You know what I mean? If you don't have Rasul in there, Crevion Bell's playing.
I got to be honest. Yeah. I mean, if I'm Rasul Douglas, you need to cut my foot off in order for me not to play Sunday. Right?
Pretty much.
I mean.
Pretty much.
Like, I wouldn't even go to the training room this week. There's not a chance in hell I'm not playing this week. Are you kidding me if I'm Rasul Douglas? I've been waiting to get on the field all year long. And with Darby being out the rest of the year and with Jalen Mills being banged up right now, dude.
He can win a starting job next year.
You can at least earn the trust of the coaches with how you're playing. It's one thing when you're not getting the opportunity, so it's easy to sit on the side and be like, oh, they won't let me play. I could be doing this. I could be doing that. Well, you're out there now.
Yep. Yeah, here's what you're waiting for. Instead of fighting with, who was he fighting with that didn't come over and help him on that one touchdown?
Oh, that was the safety. Who? That Corey Graham?
I think it was Corey Graham.
Yeah.
What's he expect? By the way, yeah, it'd be nice if he would have came over and helped. You can also try to stop the touchdown too, Rasul.
Right, yeah. Yeah, put a hand up or something.
Mike in Collegeville. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. I'm back again from yesterday.
Oh, you were down at the game.
Yeah, you're now going to believe me that they quit, and you could see it on the sidelines. Oh, my toe. I stubbed my toe, Nelson. I got to go to the bench, coach. And I got something else, too, that's bothering, besides they're quitting, obviously, the defensive backs, the Sullivan brothers and Matt LeBlanc or whoever you're putting back there, they have no idea. They were running in and out of the field. Drew Brees is up at the line of scrimmage ready to hike the ball, and the one safety's running on the field. Okay? And then the second thing is, and I know Golden Tate was a good, will pan out at some point. The offensive receivers, they have no idea what sets they're in. They were still running in and out of that huddle with Carson had 10 seconds left. Yeah.
Their offensive coordinator, Mike Rose, spoke today, and he said that there were times where there were only 10 people on the field, and then there were times they had 12 people on the field. He said, he took the ownership of the miscommunication.
Like, and here's my fear. Fear on this weekend, Odell Beckham. I got one other point, too, guys, after the Odell Beckham. We're playing Odell Beckham this Sunday and Saquon Barkley. We're not going to have Jordan Hicks, and we got the Sullivan brothers. I mean, Odell Beckham, he just scares the bejesus normally. I mean, the defensive front, and they got a blitz, and let me get to the Saints point, then I'll cut off.
Yes.
They were dancing. I don't know if they showed it on TV, but at the big screen down in that dome, Alvin Kamara, they were dancing on the sidelines, and my God. And we just sat there, and we took it. And I get it, and I'm sitting in the stands and talking to my son and the others I was with. I said, you know what, we just got to suck it up because this is what we were doing last year. And that's what they were doing. I mean, it was a grand old time for them.
It's fun. It's fun when you're blowing teams out. Thanks, Mike. Brandon said it last night. Howard actually asked him, "Did you see them celebrating? Were you mad?" He goes, "Oh yeah." He goes, "Oh yeah." I think he said he was boiling.
Right.
And he said, "You know what? We had a lot of fun last year when we were winning. We're doing the same thing."
Oh yeah. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Ain't no fun.
888-729-9494. We have it's overload today.
Yeah.
We got Mike Rose saying, like, it's my fault we had 10 people on the field and we can't figure out how to get Golden Tate involved in the offense. You have
what?
Elton Brand.
Why we can't figure out how to get Golden Tate involved?
Markelle Fultz can't get a doctor's appointment to see his shoulder till Monday. we just had Malcolm Jenkins air out his team.
Did Jim Schwartz speak today?
Yeah, he said nothing though.
Oh.
Per usual. Marks and Reese, 888-729.
He's got 48 put up on him.
Yeah.
Got nothing to say. Yeah.
And Ben Livingston wants me to believe and lead the march. Like,
we're going to be 6-6 in 2 weeks.
First place. And you know what? I guess they could be.
Maybe by Friday, Ben, I'll be there.
888-729-9494.
They're going to beat the Giants, and you're going to be back in 2 weeks going, yeah, you beat the Redskins. You got this division in hand.
Yeah, I feel better about it. Sure. Sure.
But can they win first?
Right. Colt McCoy coming in here. Come on, man.
Yeah, Colt McCoy? Ben, the Eagles suck.
Then we can lose to the Saints by 48 again in the playoffs.
888-729. The Redskins defense is actually pretty good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.